Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
We made it.
Oh my god. Happy holy shit week. Happy hour. Proof that God loves us and wants us to be happy. The host of the unbelievably successful Mueller She Wrote podcaster here. On the day the Mueller report drops, I am in my best Mueller time t-shirt. Good morning. I mean, good afternoon. What time is it? Jesus, I'm drunk
good day.
For hours.
Good day. Happy Mueller day to you.
I just started listening to your podcast. It is fan-fucking-tastic.
Thank you.
This is AG and Jordan and Jaleesa.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm just, you know what? It looks like I did prep, but just go. You tell me what's most important. Because this has been, even for you guys, that all of us that marinate in this, this has been some shit, hasn't it? These last couple of days, including today.
Yeah, it's been like a pressure cooker. And you know, a couple weeks ago, I think March 24th, when Barr came out with his bullshit letter.
Yeah.
Where he's like, oh, everything's great. You know, no collusion, no conspiracy, right. No coordination with anyone from the Russian government, including when you're talking about the IRA specifically and Concord. Like, he narrowed it into this, like, lane, like he was writing a fucking doctoral dissertation. And that's it. And then everyone was, you know, they started coming at us, like, at the podcast, like, what are you going to do now? Oh, are you sad? Are you going to cry?
Yeah, the trolls came out big time.
Oh, yeah, we had them today.
Nice.
Chet, remember Chet today?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, you're going to have a hard time getting over this. I can't really, I don't really know the difference between patronizing and condescending. Do you guys?
They're too similar.
But it's sort of mansplaining, but are you going to be okay?
Yeah.
Right. I'm like, yeah, bitch, how are you going to be?
I'm Gucci.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing. This report has come out, and even though it's redacted, I think by like a little under 13% of it is redacted.
Yeah.
It literally is everything I've said on our podcast and everything we've talked about on our podcast for the last 18 months. So they're like, oh, you sad today? I'm like, because I got everything right?
No, you guys have. You have an eerie. So we're going to get predictions today because you have an eerie record. I feel like you are me. I am you and you are me. You complete me. You all are like, I listened to the podcast, Travis, and I was like, oh my God, they're me.
Yeah.
Right? Comedians.
They swear?
Nerds.
They talk about.
Nerds, they sweat. They're girls. They're just. But I mean, I literally. Haven't we been like fucking Mel Gibson with the post-its? We're like.
Murder board. Murder board, we call it. Which we recently learned is actually called a line chart. The yarn connecting everything. Oh. But absolutely, that's all we've been weaving for the last year that we've been doing this.
You've got a blanket now.
Yes.
Yeah, we must.
AG, so
a
I did.
A quilt of conspiracy.
Yes.
Ooh. I did your podcast. I apologize for apparently I was eating chips the whole time. I apologize.
Everybody loved it. There was one guy who's like, she was eating. And I'm like, yeah, people, humans, sustenance.
Shit to do.
Yeah.
You know,
we need food.
Part of the people.
Okay, let's just because, first of all, I just love that you're anonymous, but your picture's fucking everywhere. So that's kind of cracks me up. But you're because you're like, I work for Drawn by Cat.
Right.
You're like that guy in the insurance commercial. I can't say who I am. And then you jump over into the Hudson.
Well, it's right. But no, thank you. Have you been in? It's gross. But okay.
All right.
No, but it's basically I'm trying to avoid violating the Hatch Act, and that's really the bottom line, which
says you go out for drinks with Kellyanne Conway and talk about that because she's violated what like how many times before 6 a.m.
Oh, at least 100
before most of us do all fucking day.
Yeah, right. I care about ethics. It's weird. Okay. So yeah, I'm just trying to. We used to say smashing the Hatch Act, and then it came out. Or crushing the Hatch Act, and then one day I accidentally said smashing the Crotch Act. So that's what we...
Oh.
There's been some variations. Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Sure. You know, sometimes you have some wine and you're smashing the Crotch Act instead of crushing the Hatch Act. But it basically says that I can't say or I don't want to say my name, my title, and my agency while I'm talking in opposition of or in support of a candidate for president of the United States. And as we all know, Trump filed to run for president the day after he was inaugurated.
Yeah.
So he could make that money.
So
fuck okay. bitches, you, get money.
You assemble what you consider to be the most effective triumvirate of educated lady comics working in the Mueller business today.
Aw, that is so sweet.
You're making her jealous, by the way, when you say that.
No, like, wait a minute. That's me.
Now there's four.
I feel like I'm having a three-way with myself.
It's a foursome, actually.
Everyone have a fucking podcast where we're just all this, like, incestuous, like, let's fuck. All of us. Let's, like, oh my God.
It can be arranged.
Yep. Well, listen, I already heard about that. I was like, all right, straight, married, two cats. That's where you do your wrong kind of pussy. You like. You have a boyfriend. You, gay.
Yes.
But you guys are, depending on how tonight goes, perhaps.
Yeah.
You got to go to the after party, Stephanie. Can you stay up that late?
Yeah, for this. Are you kidding? Oh, my God. Can you imagine what will make us orgasm? What? You heard what about the P-tape? Oh.
Do they have Mueller-shaped vibrators yet?
We need it now that you said
yes.
it.
The
they rule. Must.
Yeah.
But okay, isn't this not, as many people have said, the what's? It's the beginning of, it's the end of the beginning, right? I mean, this is not, because you're right, like everyone's like, what are you going to do now? It's like, have you read anything that's in this? Like, let's start with Trump when Sessions told him Mueller was appointed saying, oh, I'm fucked, my presidency's over. It's the only thing he's ever been right about.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm fucked.
Yeah, and yeah, as an innocent person.
And that goes to show, they're like, oh, well, you know, there's no, he doesn't have any, you know, motivation to obstruct justice because he didn't commit any crime. But there it is right there. He said, I'm fucked. And so that's right there a reason enough or a justification to try to obstruct justice is because he knew he was fucked.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's your admission that you're, you know, capable of obstructing justice.
Yeah. Why else would Mueller mention that, right? Because it seems almost like gossipy when I think about it. But I think Mueller had a point. He wanted to let us know what Trump's motives were. Definitely.
He's not like us comedians. He's not like, where can I drop an F-bomb?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jordan, get me an F-bomb.
Yeah. Fuck. Like that? Is that what you meant?
I like how you
said it. Just fell right in there.
Yeah.
Oh, you wanted to be in context. That's
right.
Fair.
Right.
Yeah.
But, okay, so, AG, you are a veteran, a military veteran, a PhD, federal government executive comedian, author, staunch advocate for the resistance. So you said, I'm committed to do this weekly until the House Trump fails. This could be a while now, right? Because this really is sort of the beginning.
Yeah.
Of right? Like, what? You guys are good at predictions. What happens now?
Well, about halfway through that. Like,
we need to impeach, first of all, yesterday, but go ahead.
Well, about halfway through that, I started to realize that that Mueller might not be our savior, that we are. And I think it was Andre Chalupa who said, we are the Muellers we've been waiting for.
Yes.
And so, and I love that, and I appreciate that, because, you know that they're not. It's not going to end with the FBI guys in windbreakers coming to throw handcuffs on the president
that
in the White House.
That video's not going
to
be correct.
It was a beautiful video.
God
but
damn it, I love that video.
But, you know, that's just not how it's going to end. And so now the big argument amongst, I think, liberals or people who are following this, or should we impeach or should we not impeach? I am personally of the thought, if we can't get the 20 Republicans in the Senate to vote to oust him, I don't think we should move to impeach.
Yeah, oh, my God. Really?
He'll win 2020 with that as his main, like, platform.
Oh, seriously?
I think it'll...
Oh, now we're going to have hate sex.
Like Clinton. Yeah? Like Clinton. It happened with Clinton.
Yeah.
Well,
no, you're right.
But they didn't give a shit that they couldn't impeach Clinton. They knew they couldn't.
Right,
know?
But they went
and
for
he won.
It. And, then,
and he won re-election
if
big
we
time.
Let them get away with this, they'll impeach Mayor Pete for a blowjob. They'll be like, but it's my husband. If that's illegal now.
But I don't want to let him get away with it. I want him to not be re-elected so that he can be prosecuted as a civilian.
Yeah. I hear you.
I do think, though, I don't know if just not getting reelected is enough. That's kind of my feeling. I don't know if impeachment is possible.
No, but then he can be prosecuted as a civilian, as a non-president. Because the only reason he wasn't indicted for obstruction, and it's in the report, is because he's a sitting president.
Right, but I think something has to happen within the halls of Congress, because otherwise we essentially have a roadmap now for how foreign actors can work in conjunction with a campaign and successfully.
And a party.
Thank you.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying
that the biggest part of this is that clearly Barr fucking lied.
Of course he did.
Mueller meant this for Congress to decide.
And I'm not saying don't let Congress continue to investigate. Right. Absolutely let Congress to continue to investigate. And if they do, we might be able to flip 20 Republicans in the Senate. And then I'm like, fuck yeah, impeach. But until that 20, the Romney 20, we called it, because we know Romney hates. We had this prediction a long time ago.
He wants Trump impeached so he can jump in.
In your fantasy indictment league?
No, this wasn't in the fantasy indictment. This was just we call it justice porn, where we thought, you know what? What if Romney wins Utah? He comes to Washington, flips. At the time, I thought it would be 9 senators because I didn't think we would lose a shitload in the midterm election.
Right.
And we would call it the Romney 9, and they would be the ones to save America. And then someone who is a listener who's an ex-Mormon called us up and said, that is called the White Horse Prophecy. It's not something that Latter-day Saints believe in anymore.
You need magic underwear to understand.
But what they said is the prophecy is that at some point in the future, you know, which could be now, the Constitution of the United States will be hanging by a thread, and a Mormon will ride out on a white horse from the West into Washington and save the country from
Rafalka.
Yeah.
Don't tell Jaleesa that it doesn't end well for the blacks.
Have you seen that cartoon?
We've switched her Folger's crystals.
Well, yes,
the curse of Cain, when like half of the people or something just turn black, like they just fall ill, and the illness is being black.
You do have to be white and delightsome.
Israel fight, right? Yeah. Don't tell the Jews how the rapture ends.
Right, no spoilers.
Did you see in the report that Papadopoulos was being violation of FARA for Israel? He was lobbying for Israel.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, I hadn't heard that. That was a new thing I learned.
He's a busy boy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. Mm-hmm.
Busy coffee boy.
What were you most surprised by, you guys? Because wait a minute. Ivanka and Eric were in the Trump Tower
meeting?
Yeah. What the fuck? What? That's what Rick Gates testified, right?
Yeah. The thing that surprised me the most is that we can't indict John Jr. because he's not smart enough to crime. Because
he's a dumb fuck.
That
it's
surprised
the dumb
me.
Fuck defense.
I didn't know that that was a thing. If the glove doesn't fit, you must acquit. If you can't pass the test,
spelling
you
must.
I don't know. Like what?
Right.
How
and
is
then,
that a thing? You're too dumb
also
to crime.
Because Trump had a SAD. He can't have committed obstruction. What the fuck is that about?
Trump has a SAD.
Really? He was really emotional. Because women can't, because we're too emotional.
Oh, yeah.
Trump was
really
angry. Oh, that's, defense lawyers are going to be like, well,
that's
yes.
Right.
Did he shoot his wife in the face? Yes, he was mad.
I know what you were talking about when he's like, look, he was so upset that he was being falsely accused of conspiracy or collusion.
What was he expected to do?
That he was so mad, and that's why he kind of obstructed justice.
Ridiculous.
10 times.
Because he's totally emotionally
stable. Oh, my
God,
this is now we're in the Chicago musical, right?
Oh, yeah, I fell into his knife. 10 times.
He had it coming. He had it coming.
I think Randy Rainbow might
Randy
have
Rainbow did do
that
one.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Oh, there you go. All right, so what else, you guys? What I don't even know where to start with the... Okay. I know that's not technically evidence, but the I'm fucked...
That was just fun.
I think that's evidence of I think that goes to intent. Not intent, but what is
consciousness
it called?
Consciousness of guilt.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, he goes, oh, my God.
We're not lawyers.
That's the end of my presidency. I'm fucked.
Yeah. We're not lawyers, but we're all drunk. And we're like, stare decisis.
This is the thing.
Ipsa facto.
Ergo.
You're going into Judge Jeanine territory right now.
Oh,
I love Cecily Strong.
Did she slip in and out a little?
Oh, yeah, she loves Judge Jeanine.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Nice, nice. Mm-hmm.
Pine needs to step down.
Oh, my God, you're good at that.
Yeah, well, she just, right? She's that
she does,
lady at the bar, right? With no sense of spatial release, spitting in your face.
Yeah. And loud.
Yeah. She's Donald Trump's drunk TV wife.
Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
She's like, honey, they all fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She's very supportive.
I wonder if we slowed her down to half speed, how drunk she would sound, because she sounds drunk at normal speed.
Yeah.
She's plastered.
She'll sound sober.
I'm going to guess gin. I don't know, Jean Perro. I've had a substantial amount of gin.
It
is hard to say, Jean Perro, with a substantial amount of gin.
It is a gin slur, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It is, AG.
Like if she had a stroke, you wouldn't know.
All right, but
it's just that.
Always drink gin with a mark, kid.
When Cecily Strong kept falling out of the chair as her.
What is the Jeanine Pirro? That
that's right. Yeah.
What is the Jeanine Pirro, Mary Jo Foucault?
That was so good.
Did Greta Van Susteren interview look like? What, all right, let's just not go there. That was, like, you dragged me into that. What?
I think it was him.
I got you started on Judge Jeanine. Okay. I will take full responsibility for
Judge
that.
Jeanine. I appreciate that.
It's hard to say Judge Jeanine. Okay. Okay. What? All right. The special counsel believed it
it's
had
almost
the,
like a Sean Connery.
The special counsel believed it had the authority to subpoena Trump, but decided against doing so because it would delay the investigation. The prosecutors also believe they already had a substantial amount of evidence. Meaning, have you read all these counts of obstruction? How is that not fucking obstruction?
Right.
It all is. Of them. There's like at least 10.
It is. And we said this last week. I said the only reason that Mueller didn't make this call is because he thinks it should go to Congress. And that secondly, right. The only reason he never interviewed Trump is because he had enough shit to call him for criminal intent of obstruction of justice, but he's not allowed to indict him. And that's exactly what happened. And it spells it, I think, on appendix C, page C2.
Damn.
I have it open. I have the searchable version.
Oh. Good. I love the searchable version.
Yes.
What was the key word in there?
Yeah, it said, the report also says, while the Office of Legal Counsel opinion includes the sitting president may not be prosecuted, it recognizes that a criminal investigation during a president's term is permissible. The OLCO Communion also recognizes the president does not have immunity after he leaves office.
Ding, ding, ding.
Yes. I mean, I just, it's hard to get your mind around everything just today. Can you imagine what's redacted? All this shit that is so incriminating that it was not redacted?
Well, I think 61% of the redactions, which is about 13% of the report, are because of things that are open and ongoing. But of course,
this is not over. When they say the Mueller thing's over, it's not over.
It's not. He's got 20 children.
It's not going to be over until he lives up to his responsibilities.
All Mueller's
until
children.
He boils Trump's rabbit.
Yeah. Well, Mueller has given his powers to these like little, you know, army of Muellerites out there now, all these prosecutors. And they have the full power of a special prosecutor, right?
His prosecutors did. And now that's shut down. But now some of his prosecutors, like Zelensky, ended up in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. And he's showing up in the Stone indictments now. But everything's been handed off that's still open and ongoing. And the fact that 61% of the redactions are from open and ongoing investigations makes it clear that this isn't over. Just because it's not being handled by the special counsel's office, because Mueller clearly narrowed his scope. He said, I'm going to look to see whether Trump or any of his campaign people knowingly and wittingly, who were smart enough to know about it, conspired with or coordinated with members of the Russian government.
You made that so narrow, just like Bill Barr, because you include the smart enough part.
Yeah. Members of the Russian government, as it pertains to the hacking of the DNC and the DCCC and the Internet Research Agency. That was what Mueller was looking into for conspiracy.
Why was it so narrow, AG? Why was it the bar so high? It seems like Barr cleared him today of things that he was never even fucking accused of.
I think this
we never thought he conspired ahead of time with Putin, and that was on tape
on
Tuesday. Right, yeah.
Well, I think this was by design. I think when Mueller got hired, the day he got hired, he knew that he was under pressure to be fired. And so he said, all right, I'm going to narrow my scope. I'm going to hand off everything that might not fall into this scope to keep my case bulletproof so no one can say your scope was too wide.
Right, and then pass on the rest
like
to
Trump knows
people.
Anything about
why. Did you see he pressured Sessions to go, just make this only about future interference. Like, what, it's this fucking minority report and you're Tom Cruise?
Right.
Like, really talking about crime that might happen. So future, really?
So he, you know, handed all these things off. Now you've got 20 tendrils. It's like a cancer. It's insidious. You can't stop it. Whereas if it were all concentrated into his investigation, Trump could have ended it pretty easily.
Do you feel like AG, he was fired? Was this a backdoor firing?
I think it stopped prematurely. And the reason is because Tuesday before the Friday when it ended, Mueller had asked for an extension on responding to releasing redacted parts of the pleadings from the Manafort case. He said, I need more time. I need until April 1st. And then 3 days later, Friday hit, and Mueller came back the next day and said, okay, I need till April 15th. Now, why wouldn't you just ask for April 15th if you knew your investigation was going to close Friday and you needed that transition time? That says to me he was taken off guard by the end of his investigation.
Matt Schlapp's text, right?
He was now that I have a functioning AG. White House,
this is the first Mueller will be gone soon. And shortly after that, he was gone. I mean, so what do you think, when do you think, and what do you think we're going to hear from Mueller?
They're going to subpoena him.
They already have. I think.
I bet that's the first time we'll hear from him because he never talks.
I can't.
Right. That's like one of his biggest characteristics is his silence.
He's silent Bob.
Yeah, definitely.
Trevor Noah said he like I have a Jamaican accent.
I'm sure you know my co-counsel Jay.
Yeah,
Jay. Is
I'm silent Bob.
That'd be so great if he wears a big trench coat.
Yeah.
But like we were, Jordan and I were talking about this in the McCabe book. That these guys, these Justice Department guys,
isn't it good?
Don't like to testify to Congress because of the way it's all politicized.
And yeah.
They treat it like being exposed to radiation.
Right.
Like, just to get out alive, basically. Yeah. Survival.
Reduce your exposure, get in, get out, and you know, stay alive.
Yeah. And talking about a narrow scope.
Whatever occurs.
Yeah. Mueller is like a lawyer's lawyer, as they say, right? So he's committed to that narrow scope, and then it gets manipulated by people like Sessions and Barr and anyone that talks about it to be like, he didn't find anything else. That's why. But it's like, no, I was specifically told and, you know, I was investigating this very specific thing and that's it. And I hope people don't misread that, which obviously they will. Mm-hmm. They're going to take it as this is the end of it. The no indictments comment as if it's like, clearly there's more indictments. More indictments have already come out since they came out and said that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greg Craig was indicted.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Two first names, Greg Craig.
Mm-hmm. She thinks right away.
Right away.
If you have
Shady,
two first names, you're a terrible person.
Right. It is. Yeah. And she's correct. She's 100% correct.
Right away. Yeah. Kind of sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Very sketch.
And when you say lawyer's lawyer, I just imagine a bunch of lawyers in a dark room looking at a lawyer like, yeah, he's great. He's
I know,
great
right?
Lawyer.
Like comic
he's a
comic.
Lawyer.
But the rest of the people are like, fuck this guy.
Yeah.
He's not lawyering.
Couldn't we have known he was going to be a bar in a china shop? I mean, seriously. He did this exact same fucking thing in 1989.
He did.
He did it with Iran-Contra. He did, like, what, he wrote a audition memo for mm-hmm. this.
Yeah, yeah. Weekend right? Update was saying, like, why reboot Barr from the 90s? He was
right.
bad then. Yeah.
I think that's why Trump wanted
the first
though.
Page of his memo exactly. was, gee, I hope I get it. I hope I get it. How many AGs does he need? Okay.
Right.
That's,
yeah.
That's a chorus line joke. I'm old. Okay.
It's good. It's good. And we knew about, you know, Steph, we knew about Iran-Contra. But I wasn't aware of until, was it Ryan Goodman who did that reporting on the 1989 memo yeah. from when he was Office of Legal
yeah.
Counsel?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that.
But also, he's fucking like, financial interest with Alpha Bank and other Russian. I mean,
but why is he doing this?
I don't know. Why do people do this?
But
why do people?
But him especially. This is his legacy. And he knows that any moment now the full report's going to come out and we'll see if his redactions were proper or not.
Yeah.
And we know it's already been totally obvious that he misrepresented the report twice now, once in a press conference and three times in those piece of shit letters. How is his legacy is going to be smeared? He's going to be the biggest pile of shit in history. And why is he willing
why?
To do that?
I have a question. Or
is he compromised?
A thought maybe. You know, the people that represented OJ knew he was guilty, right? But they felt like they had a chance to make
so
their mark.
That is so racist of you, Julissa. I seriously am
hey,
so
calling it like it is.
All right.
Whatever. He did it. We all know he did it. But yeah, they
and
wanted
your emails
to
write to her.
Tweet Julissa.
No,
they all wanted to make their mark, right? They seemed to just want to take on this seemingly impossible case they knew they could win through loopholes. And so Barr may not just be a justice-y guy. He may just be someone who wants to make his dent in history in
a
whatever
shitty, shitty dent?
I agree, it's shitty, but it's like a six and a nine, you know?
If you're full of shit, you must acquit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Basically.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get why he felt compelled to come back into the sphere.
That's what I'm saying. Is he compromised? Has he been to Russia recently? Was he staying at the Ritz-Carlton?
Yeah.
Was there golden showers?
Jeffrey Epstein.
Did Emmer Data, the fuckface is formerly known as Cambridge Analytica, did they send him a prostitute? You know, somebody trafficked, get him on tape. Like, what do they have on Barr? Is he compromised? We have Jack Ryan at our show tonight from Active Measures, and I'm going to ask him, what are the active measures? What do they have
Fantastic
on Barr?
Film.
Why is he doing
mm-hmm.
this?
Okay, I'm going to name drop back. I have Seth Abramson tomorrow.
Hey. And he's the best.
But I mean, you just
wow.
saw.
That
I mean,
was a dick measuring contest with women.
Yeah, my dick's bigger. But
probably.
No, but I mean, you saw him on Mara last week, and I thought, like, it is amazing. And you guys deal with this every day where there's such an amazing fuckload of stuff about Trump-Russia. The people forget where he was like, you know, he also was like, five of our allies, intelligence agencies told us there's all these contacts between Trump and like, you don't understand the genesis of this whole thing. It was not the Steele memo, as we know. But also, he was saying that the British outlets reported, you know, when they go, oh, first of all, nothing's been debunked from the Steele memo.
Correct. Not one thing.
Several things have been confirmed, as you know. But I mean, but what he said was sort of stunning. He said, yes, the, you know, British papers reported. Like, what the fuck is with our media? The British paper said, Oh, no, there are several tapes.
Yeah.
And this is where...
And there's references to it in one of the stories that Cohen...
Right, so here's the... Right, and Cohen is saying, like, he's going to fill in the gaps now with the Mueller report. But he, a Russian businessman told then-Trump attorney Michael Cohen he had stopped the flow of tapes coming from the country. This is what Seth Abramson just said. There's not just one tape.
You shouldn't use
There's
flow.
There's a number of incriminating tapes of Donald Trump in incriminating.
Oh, it's flowing. Yeah,
yeah, stopping the flow of P tapes.
Mueller's report doesn't say definitively whether the P tape is real. It reveals in a footnote there was a Russian businessman working with Michael Cohen to hold the flow, which is, I know, funny.
Peas, feet, and flow.
I like it. That's fantastic.
Her box is amazing.
It's my box.
I need to touch your box.
Who wants to check it out?
Yeah, Kanye has one like that, I think.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, seriously, you go, wow, Seth Abramson just said this, and we were all like, tapes, plural? Like, you know, you go, this is what we learned today. Oh, no, it's way fucking worse than we think. You're like, oh, it's not even just one pink tape. It's not even just from this heavily redacted thing today, what we learned is incredibly incriminating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And definitely. Most of this stuff, like I said, has been handed off because what Mueller did was so narrow in scope.
Mm-hmm.
And like let's even just talk about Broidy, Cohen, and Cindy Yang taking money and funneling it, foreign money, into the inaugural. That's all being handled by SDNY
right.
now.
Mm-hmm.
And Congress, several committees are looking into this. That's a really big... And then we have all the quid pro quo that hasn't even been talked about.
The payouts.
Yeah, the payouts. What happened to the Rosneft half percent commission sale from the Qatari Investment Authority? Who's the secret company from Country A?
Inaugural is missing some money too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, like $50 million.
Yeah, just a little bit. Well,
and they paid Melania's friend, like, what was it, $30 million?
Yeah, $26 million.
To do nothing.
Wolkoff, I think her name was, and she...
And she's working with
them
now.
She's cooperating.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you are best to cooperate. And yeah. I love her on that in that email, like, when we get audited, this is going to look real bad.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But Hope Hicks going, yeah, this Don Jr. thing is some bullshit, man. Like... I mean, Hope Hicks, right, saying, like, you know, you can't do this. And Trump, I'm not a lawyer, guys, but I'm like, how are all of the, I think, in fact, Seth, the thing you sent me that he just wrote today.
Yeah.
We have him on tomorrow. He says it's not just 10 instances of obstruction. It's like maybe like 150 if you go through
right,
the
his whole book. Is
yeah.
On it.
Yeah.
We
yeah,
had
yeah.
counted, I think we stopped counting about 3 months into the podcast. Probably about 15 months ago we stopped counting. We were up to 17 obstructions of justice.
Yeah.
And the collective noun for obstructions of justice, by the way, is a cafefe.
That's right.
Oh, it is a cafefe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fantastic. We've learned what that word
now,
means.
When you see many of them.
That is the square root of pi of a Scaramucci, I'm guessing.
That's right.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Which is an imaginary number.
Right.
Yeah.
You can never reach the end of it.
Yeah, I mean, it
unless
says,
you only have 11 days.
I mean, it's all stunning, but it says in here, with respect to whether the president can be found to have obstructed justice by exercising his powers under Article 2 of the Constitution, we concluded Congress has the authority to prohibit a president's corrupt use of his authority in order to protect the integrity of the administration of justice. I mean, Barr flat out lied.
He did. That
He's
is the
like,
line
oh,
right
no,
there.
No. Oh, yeah. No, no, no. He meant for me to do it. Yeah, he was...
Yeah, and I Mueller, I didn't talk to him. I did talk to him, but I'm not going to tell you what he said. And then he also flat out lied to in his. It was a budgetary hearing, but they were asking him all these questions about this. When he said, "I'm not going to talk about the report until the plane lands. I'm not going to talk about it until it's out to the public."
Unless Republicans asking.
I'm not going to talk about it until it's here. And then he does a press conference before anyone gets to read the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Yes. I just like the amount of fucks that were in that sentence. Travis tells me I swear too much in the happy hour.
You
fuck
fucking
you.
Do.
Fuck all y'alls. Because and
I'm pissed. God damn it.
I
like
mean,
it.
Seriously. I mean, it is just like, this is just, you're right, A.G. Like, just the first things. Like, I haven't had time to read the whole thing. You haven't either. You're traveling. You've got a show tonight. I'm like, this one. How about Trump's efforts to obstruct Phil Flack because people wouldn't carry out his orders? Because they know he's fucking crazy.
And
like, you're going,
that's
not
why
a defense
not.
That he ordered it, but they're like, oh, Jesus,
yeah.
Crazy motherfucker, we're not doing that. You're going, really? That's a defense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was, like, probably the most surprising thing to me is to see how many people had some sort of a head on their shoulders that
right.
were around mm-hmm. him. And it's...
Not even morals, just...
Even though
fucking crazy, I'm
yeah, like,
go to jail. I'm not.
Yes, exactly. That's going to bite you in the ass, and that he wouldn't even see that that's something that can happen. Is
right,
insane.
Just common sense.
Even the wife beater guy was like, I can't beat
her. Yeah, we talk about that.
I can't.
Yeah, Rob Porter.
I beat my wife twice.
Yeah.
That's the shittiest.
My two wives.
Yeah. That's the shittiest thing about all of this is that we've had to like say positive things about people that are just awful. Just awful people.
Yeah, everyone's
wrong. Yeah. Elliot Broidy.
Who would have thought we'd go, oh, just session scenes in relation to everybody else. Like he had some sort of, you're like, what? No, he's a fucking Klan motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, just, you're like, wow.
What's up with Rod Rosenstein? What happened to our Snoop Dogg? That's what I don't understand.
It did look like a hostage video, I have to say.
We're revoking his Snoop Dogg status, right?
Yeah.
I feel like it's
appropriate.
I think we should.
Yeah.
He's what?
We call him Snoop Dogg because the deputy attorney general. Because
he was chill for a second.
He's kind of, fucking badass. He's like, nah, I'm the heat shield. I'm protecting this shit. What?
But not today.
No.
No, I don't, what? So, what do you think has happened with him?
I don't know. Maybe he got some pee tapes.
But he was like the silent black lady in the hearing. Like he was not allowed to talk.
Just was my friend Ron Rosenstein here.
Yeah, exactly.
That would have been great if he put the fish mask on.
Like if he had a ball gag, I wouldn't have been surprised. Yeah. Just the gimp says that he is all down.
Yeah,
with
bring out the gimp, and they pull him out of a chest, and it's Rod Rosenstein. Yeah.
My favorite, somebody today posted a picture that still of him, and I was like, me, these edibles aren't working, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, he was talking with his eyes, man. Yeah. He was saying a lot with those eyes.
I think he's just done.
I didn't hear the whole press conference. Did Barr at any point say it puts the lotion on its arms or gets the hose again?
No.
But
he was looking like it.
Yeah, he looked close to it.
Did you see that? I can't remember who put it out on Instagram, but it said that Bill Barr looks like if Steve Bannon went on Queer Eye.
So funny.
I love it.
So good.
I like your theory that because if you looked at the written interview, Trump said, I don't remember
37 times.
So your hypothesis of syphilitic brainworms, I think, is probably
spot on.
It's still hanging in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because who was it? What's his name? The guy that died from
Al Capone.
Al Capone.
Al Pacino.
Al Pacino. Oh, what?
Ectoro Hamboni.
I was born in the 90s, guys. I didn't know nothing.
Really? Wow. You are really young.
Yeah.
Gonna show you guys running here.
Yeah. I know.
AD, you're out of order.
I don't know how we got here.
Right. She's our mom. We just do whatever she says, basically. Oh. Yeah. It's nice, though. We need direction.
Okay. All right. No. What were you going to say?
I don't even remember.
No, but Al Capone brainworms.
Oh, that's right. Syphilis. Yeah, real. It's a real threat.
Syphilitic dementia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 25th Amendment, y'all.
I have a question. So they didn't push to interview.
Jordan.
Yes, thank you.
They did such a cute millennial name.
Hi, Jordan.
Thank you. It's very gender ambiguous.
Tell Tyler we said hi.
Yes. I don't. Is that a?
I'm just joking. How old are you?
25.
Oh my God. How old are you, Julissa?
26.
No references. Jesus. I get none of them. Yeah.
I know. I'm like, why did you make us AG go to the old lady basement?
No, we're the same age, so you have old references.
All right. How old are you, AG?
45.
Okay.
My favorite number.
That's a more manageable age.
I'm just going to say 46 because I don't want to have anything to do with that number.
All right, fine.
Oh, yeah.
You and your husband, your cats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have a problem with that. Okay.
He's 47, though.
Ah, sorry. Ah. Sorry, Grandpa. All right, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Yes, he's a good-looking guy.
He is. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yes.
See? Look, you got the young bitches trolling your man.
But,
right? It's going to be turning into fucking Jerry Springer here in a second. He might be your husband.
Don't
he's my man.
The lie detector said that was a lie.
I do wonder, though. They say that he didn't push to interview Trump further than he did. He already pushed a lot, obviously.
Right.
But if he could have interviewed him, then he could have had more insight into the intent as it relates to obstruction. And I wonder, that's one of the things almost that makes me think that he was cut off soon, too. Because that would have been such a consequential thing.
Somebody said...
All right, but guys,
MSNBC, Frank Flaguzzi, I think it was Frank,
yes,
was saying that in one of the appendixes where they're talking about trying to get him to come in for his interview... Mm-hmm. That there's like an interview, a paragraph where he talks about if we were able to talk to him, I tried to get him. And then there's a whole paragraph redacted, attributed to the grand jury. And then the paragraph after that it says, we would have indicted him. Mm. And it's like, Frank was analyzing, saying, Mueller was saying that was the grand jury wanting him to come in, saying that they could not do it without Trump present to look him in the face and watch him lie to them.
Yes.
How do you figure out intent without getting to...
You have to have the interview.
He refuses to interview.
Yeah, even his questions were inadequate, apparently, but of course. And then to not interview, you can't go anywhere with that for obstruction.
And then Barr has the balls to sit there and... say that they were so forthcoming with everything that they asked. It's like, yes. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, the written questions were only about collusion, not about obstruction. And I think that just kind of lends to what you guys are saying about how they just needed to speak to him, because that's mm-hmm. the important part of the interview. But then again, in the report, it also says we didn't really need it to show that he had
it was overwhelming
a criminal
already.
Intent. Because
just while reading, you're
because
looking
of the public-facing shit like going on Lester Holt and saying the Russia thing with Russia, and then telling the two guys in the Oval Office that were Russians, where he didn't allow any American media, and we had to learn from Russian state TV that he was glad that the Russia cloud was lifted because he got rid of Comey because he was a batshit crazy motherfucker or mm-hmm. whatever.
Took the pressure off. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
The cloud.
Yeah. That wasn't as dumb as Russian media.
As the recent. No one's ever seen fire this hot or water this wet. But anyway, let's...
But you know what we can be happy about?
What?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders got taken down a peg in this.
Oh, my God.
She had to admit. Beautiful? She's like, yeah,
I make shit up there.
Look, y'all, it wasn't based on anything. just when I auditioned for, Hee Haw, it was the same thing. I just brought some shit out my ass.
Mm-hmm. I talked about how Daddy made squirrel with the popcorn popper. True
oh
fact.
My God! Of course we know, but she had to admit she's a liar. She's like, "Yes, I base this on nothing. What I said about James Comey being fired, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. I thought, I personally, because we've all been sitting here like she has zero credibility, and no, I'm giving you the best information I have. And now here she is telling prosecutors, and of course she's probably one of the 12 angry, scared people who are like, "Oh, I don't want this to come out because I testified, voluntarily in good faith, and now you're gonna basically let Trump know." That I turned my back on him, and so now he knows everybody who
snitched basically.
Who snitched.
Yeah, that's why they want to subpoena some of them, right? Yeah. They didn't want to have to.
This is so fucking mobby, isn't it?
Yeah, it's juicy.
Like,
as
you know, some people might have some accidents. You know, it is
sleeping with the fishes. Yeah,
yeah. And he talks in code. Yeah. Cohen talks about it all the time. Yeah, Cohen doesn't seem mobby at all.
Yeah.
No.
So. Guys, what do you... So, I mean, honestly, you've had a really amazing sort of prediction record. Like, what the fuck? Like, what happens now?
I think realistically what is going to happen is Democrats aren't going to hang on to any sort of impeachment ideals at all. I think... House committees are going to continue investigations.
Really fucking queen buzzkill.
I know.
No.
And
happening.
Everything moves so slowly, too. It's like by the time they could even really start to make any headway on that, it would already be time for 2020.
But it's like Watergate. The American people need to see whatever you call them.
I completely agree.
You need to
He was reelected, too.
Yeah, he was.
I completely agree. I just unfortunately don't think that that's how it's going to go. How it should go and how it's going to go, I think, are different.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and I agree 100%, but...
I didn't think anyone would make me want to drink more on this happy hour, but thank you, Jordan.
I'm so
thank
sorry.
You.
The 20 open and ongoing investigations will continue. I think there will be further indictments, and that's great. And then at the moment that he steps out of that Oval Office, he's going to be in trouble unless somebody pardons him.
Then the video is going to come true. Like, God.
But yeah, that's it. And that's
time
why...
to get in the helicopter. Could you put your arms behind your back?
Yeah.
Don't watch your head. Oh, no, we don't have to watch
your
head.
So he is going to lie, cheat, and steal again to win this election.
Oh, you said we don't have to watch your head. sorry. Yeah.
Because if...
Did you hit your head? Okay.
We do that thing where it gets into the propeller, like in Indiana Jones. Like, bring it around the plane.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, I thought you were going to go to a Vic Morrow joke, which would be really dark. And that is not... A.G.,
what? Okay. Sorry. No, but that's what Trump's number one plan now is, to get reelected so that he can't be prosecuted, so he won't be a civilian. That's it. That's
to
his
stay
number
safe
one goal.
For another 4 years. I also feel like if that is the case, worst case scenario, he gets elected again, which could happen, just like Watergate, then at least I feel like we'll have like a movement of people that we haven't seen in a long time, like a wave.
But by then we might have impeachment stuff.
What about the most important, the most qualified person ever to run getting rat fucked out of this election?
It can happen.
Hillary Clinton. And you guys, I'm just reading a story about you said AG wanted the show to be made entirely by women. Because we talk about Hillary Clinton, the Women's March, this beautiful multicolor blue wave that, you know, in Congress. You said, because women have a different sense of justice. She means emotional intelligence, sensitivity towards violations and assaults, including the constitutional variety, and gallows humor. their haters mostly complain that women giggle at serious matters. Didn't we just get a hate letter like that today? What? Stop giggling.
Yeah, don't can't
this
be funny.
Is serious.
Yeah, but I never hear about guy like dominated podcast getting that particular
comment.
Oh,
absolutely yeah. not. Obviously, yeah.
Right, but I mean, you know, don't you feel like there is this sort of huge, like, female that started with the women's march that is not going to be put back in the fucking bottle?
No way.
Yeah. Okay, hang on. You said, AG, you said, I want to make sure nobody got tired of hearing about Mueller. If we decide our presence above the law, our democracy slips away. And I mean, I think that's, this is not partisan anymore, right?
No, it's not.
It's literally be. Like, are we a nation of laws or not?
Right. And that's why the 20 open and ongoing investigations that were handed off, this one's been decided. I think it was shut down early, the Mueller investigation, and now we've got everything in Congress. We have Congress doing their job, their oversight job. They're going to investigate, and they're going to take the ball and run with this, and they should continue to do that. And people who say, no, stop, we need to focus on the election. I'm sorry, we're fucking smart enough to do two things at once.
This is part of the election, and Russia's still involved.
Oh, they're still hacking us, yeah.
Yeah.
Currently.
Yeah.
You said, AG, we're here to protect the safety and lives of Americans. We're all holding out until he's gone in your government job, keeping our heads down, moving forward with what little we have. You said they're going to need people to put the government back together again. Maybe we'll be able to put it back together again better than it was. I love ending on that hopeful note, because you go like, could we actually come out of this better? Maybe. It seems pretty fucking dark and horrible right now.
Yeah.
But could the backlash to the backlash put us in a better place?
We were talking about the pendulum swing the other day.
McCabe was talking about it in his last chapter of his book.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The further back you pull the pendulum, the more it's going to swing in the other direction. Or the further it'll swing in the other direction.
Yeah, and the faster.
Are we going to have, oh my God, I would be so excited if we had a black woman as president and a gay guy as vice president. I'm just saying.
Are you doing like a Stacey Abrams or a Kamala Harris?
Kamala Harris, Buttigieg. Mayor Pete. Well, I don't know if Stacey's going to get in. I love her too.
I would love to see Mayor Pete in a debate against Pence. Just.
Oh, yeah.
Just throwing that one out there.
He's such a reasonable person, too, that I feel can appeal to anybody that has a sense of reason and respects that.
But he also excites people, which is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. You see him speaking in French?
He speaks like 10 languages. That's
incredible. So humanizing.
And that's what's important. We got to take the Senate back in 2020. We got to take the White House back in 2020. And all these things that we've considered norms and that we figure people should just be going on the honor system with, we have to make fucking laws out of them and give them teeth. We can't let this shit continue to happen again. And there was a little bit of a pendulum swing after Watergate. I think this is much more significant. And that is why we just have to vote in numbers too big to manipulate in 2020.
But AD, aren't you concerned about that? That Russia is still involved and Trump is obviously welcoming it.
We are
not only not protecting our country, welcoming it because he thinks it will help him and Republicans, which it has.
And he will cheat to stay in the White House so he can't be prosecuted.
Oh, yeah. Right. And voter suppression on top of it. I mean, I honestly.
Gerrymandering?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Thank you. I feel like they targeted the Senate races to the degree that we would have won the Senate if it weren't for the combination of voter suppression and Russian interference.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And isn't it ironic, too, how before, when the findings were first coming out, that Russia had hacked our election system, that they were, like, denying that, right? Trump says no, Putin says he didn't do it.
All 50 states.
Yeah, all 50 states we now know. And then today, they're hiding behind the fact that the report was exclusively detailing how much Russia hacked into our system and how they're so grateful for what Mueller did. And it's like, okay, so before you would refuse to even admit that it was a thing, now you're hiding behind it because it detracts from what you did and how you took part in that. It's so infuriating.
Yeah.
So we're not only up against Republicans in this election, we're up against the Russians, we're up against probably the Israelis, PSYOP, Emerdata, Cambridge Analytica, Brad Parscale, crazy fucking data assholes.
Don't forget the Chinese.
By the way, did you know, I didn't know.
Saudi Arabia.
You probably did. Did you know the North detail
Korea.
That the polling data that Manafort gave to Kilimnik was 70 pages?
I haven't seen that yet. That's one part I haven't read yet. But then that ended up in the hands of Artemenko and Lavochkin, who are the guys who...
Yeah, bought the Trump tickets to the inaugural.
Yes, the ones that used Sam Patton where he had a straw donor for $50,000.
Yeah.
He was indicted, and that was Lavochkin. Mm-hmm. Am I saying it right?
I think so. That's how we've been.
Those are the guys who got the polling data. So there's your quid pro quo. $50,000 to the inaugural for the polling data.
So, I mean, guys, what are your predictions? Because you are, you have been really good at them going forward. Because I know you have shows to do tonight here in L.A. Mm-hmm. You're both San Diego. You're all San Diego based. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean.
But you guys have done shows in, was it Boston and New York?
D.C.
Brooklyn. D.C.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. D.C., Brooklyn, and then San Diego, we've done a show before.
Hey, team, where we maybe part company is, I don't, I mean, and I, Nancy Pelosi is a friend. Like, she's been to my home. She's done Sexy Liberal with me. Like, I love Nancy Pelosi. But I love Maxine Waters. I love, you know, like, up till now, I've been like, no, I get it. You know, you got to wait till the Mueller report. But I don't think we knew there was going to be this kind of obstruction with the Mueller report. We still don't have the actual Mueller report.
No.
I mean, they're obviously hiding the grand jury information because it's fucking bad, man. Mm-hmm. And so now what? Like,
well,
now
I don't
what?
Expect that we'll see the grand jury information.
Oh, I think we will. I mean, I think we're going to see it. It's just a matter of time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, we got the 40 years after the Watergate, we got to see the grand jury.
I don't think it's going to be 40 years. I think we are entitled to it. When Barr said today, oh, he did this report for me. No, motherfucker. He didn't do it for you. He did it for the American people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a weird line for him, yeah.
Because we had asked that. Like, if Congress can't get this report, who the fuck was it for? Who was it for?
He made it seem like the report was never meant to be seen by anyone. It's just a strange power trip.
How could we, impeach anybody if we don't impeach this motherfucker?
Yeah.
How could we? I get it that we're like, oh, we might not have the votes in the Senate. Well, first of all, if you start and the evidence is so overwhelming, my dad ran with Barry Goldwater in 1964. Barry Goldwater was the guy that went to Nixon and said, you got to go.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming. The evidence is overwhelming. You're going to be convicted.
And because, like, he had the grand jury information. He had the grand jury.
Well, that's
stuff.
What we got to get in front of the public, right?
A lot of people also predict that Fox News is a big reason why Trump won't be impeached. Yeah, when you have like a core base, because Hitler had 30% of the population at, you know, in his grip. And so I feel like you just need a certain cult to support you. And Nixon, he had people, but at a certain point, like you said, like, they didn't have Fox, you know, so they
didn't have
that
Fox News
propaganda
constantly. Didn't have right-wing radio.
Right. Or phones.
Back then you had a set of facts and then different opinions of that one fact.
That's right.
And now it's just all fucky
propaganda.
Yeah. everything is all over the place.
Goebbels.
I completely agree, though. This is like the most impeachable president we've ever had.
Ever.
By far.
If you can't impeach this motherfucker, who can you impeach?
I agree.
We just have the dick-sucking sycophants in the Senate that we can't get around. We can't get around them.
But you can impeach,
but you can't remove.
Like, we have to make a stand, man.
He'll still be in office. If you impeach and don't remove, he will still be in office.
Get the material to the American public before 2020. Mm-hmm.
I think we can vote him out without that. I mean, we're going to get the evidence through all the open and ongoing investigations.
All right, you're the straight one, and we're going to be the ones that's going to have hate sex.
But here's the thing, though, also, is if they try to ride this thing out this way, this is also giving people a reason to vote against their senators. And
of
the people
course.
Who are not holding him accountable.
I guess what I don't understand is why it would be necessary to actually have an impeachment proceeding as opposed to just the oversight investigations. I think that the same level of stuff will come out.
However we get the shit out there, AG, you're right. However we get the information to the American
public.
But
I think to your point, though, we might have to begin impeachment proceedings to get the grand jury material to
Thank
the
you.
Congress under 6E.
There's a reason they're hiding
it. That's what Jill Weinbanks told
it's
you about yesterday.
It's even more damning
because there has to
than
be
what
a,
we...
A judicial process and impeachment is that.
Yeah, that's right. I felt like this might be the first 7-hour happy hour.
Well, I mean, look at all the material you got today.
Although I know you guys have to go do your show. I am so thrilled to meet you. I started listening and you are fucking everything I hope to be someday.
Aw,
so young enough to be my daughters.
Yeah, no, this has been incredible. A lot of our fans, like, absolutely love you.
Yeah,
and
you're living the dream.
Yes,
seriously.
And we love you, and it's
she gets
so,
up at 4
yeah,
a.m.
having,
every day.
We're all
that's
the
not
dream.
The dream.
We're all, I'm having a four-way with my other favorite podcast.
Step back.
So incestuous. Whatever, straight girl with the wrong kind of pussy.
Yeah, it'll be the first podcast sex tape to ever get out.
It just sounds with the board. We're just hitting the board.
Oh, she's got those sounds.
My like, new.
We got it.
Oh yeah.
Oh god.
Oh wow.
Yes.
Ooh. Well, oh, god. We did ask for it.
Yeah.
That is when Harry met Sally.
Yes.
I just went to the 30-year anniversary of when Harry met Sally with fellow sexy liberal Rob Reiner.
Oh, I'll have
and,
what he's
and
having.
You knew who her date was for it?
What?
Yeah. Malcolm Nance.
Yeah.
Whoa. Oh, okay.
I love Malcolm.
I'm like, listen, so few of us have our hair on fire with the direct, to correct degree. You guys, Malcolm Nance, Sarah Kendzior, Seth Abramson, as you said, Chalupa. Sarah.
Yeah, yes. Gaslit Nation, yeah. Trumpcast. Yeah, a lot of women.
Virginia too. Heffernan, amazing.
My dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg.
Rad.
I'm like, maybe I have a fascism early alert system in my blood, but I'm like,
your DNA.
Fucking wake up, people.
Yeah. Who's it? Mariah Albright, I want to say her name is. She wrote a book called Fascism.
Madeline,
there we go, Madeline Albright. She wrote a book talking about how she has that same alert because she came out of it, you know, when Hitler was in power, and she's old enough to remember, and she'll never forget. And some people just don't have that alert, and they can't tune into it for some reason.
Or they just shut it off and dampen it because it's inconvenient to think about.
FADAR. Oh, yeah. Fascist radar.
Oh. Yes.
Oh,
good one.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Patent pending.
he just thinks it's part of my basic emotional breakdownness.
No, it's not. Well, you had your breakdown on Saturday. I had my breakdown yesterday.
Oh, yeah. You got to get it out the way. Yeah.
I had a little one yesterday.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I ate a package of Peeps and had two strawberry margaritas to warm up for this.
Yeah. You did. But guys, I literally...
Where's the vomit sound for
today,
your Peeps?
We were covering this live.
It's got a Peep squish at the end.
Exactly. That was me with some
As
great
we
Foley
keep
work
saying, nothing stays buried on Easter weekend. This is not going to stand.
But anyway, like I was also... But we were saying towards the end of the show, when I'm digesting this, I was like, this is not like we're all like, woohoo, like, you know, party. I started like tearing up. I was like, this is so fucking horrible for America. If you care about America, this is really not a happy day. Mm-hmm. This is really a day where we go, oh, shit.
Yeah.
All this worst stuff we thought is true.
We got to fix some things.
Yeah. He's a traitor.
Yeah. Well, the pendulum.
I am a traitor.
I know. We know. We know.
Yeah. Fascism comes in waves, too, right? It's kind of hard to avoid it completely.
Like orgasms, like multiple orgasms,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. But not good.
I've given a lot of women.
Fascism is the in-between parts.
Yes.
They're the downs.
What?
The downs.
Did I say that? I've given a lot of women? Yes, I have.
Okay. Hey, yeah, own that record.
What were you saying?
Fascism comes in waves, yeah. You know, it's all about the pendulum, like we said, and I think it's just about knowing how to attack it better than before, you know, just learning from your mistakes, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, we seem to be forgetting all fucking about Watergate these days, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Right. Remember that, people. Fascism comes in waves.
Oh, God. Right there. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It might feel good now.
Yeah, right there.
Yeah. It's not going to end well. Okay. Mueller, she wrote, fucking fantastic. AG, Jordan, Jaleesa, thank you so much. This was... God loves us and wants us to be happy.
Yes.
The day the Mueller report drops, sort of, whatever.
I could not have planned this. I take no responsibility for this. Their show was scheduled for
the
today.
The Mueller, she wrote, superstars on our show. We are so, so just excited and thrilled to meet you. And keep on doing what you're doing because end of the beginning, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And in fact, when Trump put out that game over, Game of Thrones thing, I'm like, actually, it's the first episode of the final season.
Shut the up, Donnie.
you think that every time he talks, just shut the fuck up. Just for 1 second. Flying water tankers. I'm a flying water tanker. Hurry. I'm like, oh my God, just shut the fuck up.
I'm a fire expert, especially France fires.
Yeah. A flying water tanker of Mueller truth has hit the White House today. And I am here with the fabulous Mueller, She Wrote podcast. Love you guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Steph.
Thank you.